Coming up on Roundabout, talk about karma. An abusive husband gets his comeuppance in a story you have to hear to believe. An Airbus A330, yep, a wide-body passenger plane, practically hovers above the ground. We'll tell you how. Plus, we debate the First Amendment in our Blind Spot Story of the Week. Judge Sanders, shall we proceed?
I'll allow it. I want to see where this is going. Two gavels. Or four.
Well, however you slice it, it's going to be a good one.
I hope.
Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase. And we are also brought to you by everyone's favorite digital storefront, the gigantic emporium known as Amazon.com.
From the bowels of America, Raleigh, North Carolina, with rawautos.com, I'm Joshua Ludas.
Reminding you all that it is, in fact, so cold in the D, I'm Stephen J. Ewing from autoblog.com.
Surrounded by tchotchkes and other sundry knickknackery, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And I'm producer Ben Sanders. Let's get this party started!
This is Roundabout!
Go ahead, Josh.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode 104, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Little slow on the uptake, Josh, not gonna lie, but at least you read that very legibly for your ears. Good job.
Ear legibility.
Ear legibility.
My favorite
is very
kind
important.
Of legibility.
You know, you do what you can. So, we're glad to be back. Another week, another Roundabout. You know how that goes. We've got an all-star panel. You should know that by now, Josh Lewis.
Duh.
Josh Lewis, thank you, as always.
Really wasn't that great.
No, so. I was just trying to be polite. And of course, Steve...
Objection.
Overruled. Of course, Stephen J. Ewing, in the D. You just moved, I understand.
I did just move.
How are your
D.
joints doing in the cold weather, Stephen? I know you're
okay.
Inflammatory sometimes.
Not that cold.
Not
it's
yet.
Just tough getting up the stairs at night. Oh, God.
It's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, if it's any good news, today is 11-11-11, November 11th of 2011. Binary code. Veterans Day, of course. Armistice Day, if you prefer. The battles in the trenches ended today. Guns were silenced on the Western Front. We all thank our veterans for their sacrifices they've made.
A moment of silence.
And with that, we can get started with the rest of the show. Just want to plug our upcoming extra epic special.
Dungeons and Dealers!
It's not so much a game show, Ben. Okay, we're doing
Christ.
An epic
game. Plus five mana burn!
Stop it!
you don't even know the half of it yet, Steven. Let me tell you. We're coming up with a new game.
Toyota Prius, attack!
It's called Dungeons and Dealers. It's all about running and managing your own dealership, and it's a race to the bottom. Who can earn the most money? Capitalism at its finest. Capitalism, a love story.
Ah, you heard my Dodge Caliber!
Yes, it's not a vehicle that's actually available, but you digress, Ben.
Mm. Yes.
So, if you've got... We need submissions from you, the audience. We need scenarios. We've mentioned
scenarios.
This the last couple of weeks, yes. Things for event cards, they're called. Things that happen to your dealership each month. So perhaps the water main breaks under the store, floods it. You're going to lose a month of sales then, for instance. Things like that.
Or, I'll give you an example. We had a good submission last week from one of our fans. He says, an old woman driving a Toyota crashes through your store.
What are we, Auto Europe?
So, yes, we've received some already. We appreciate that. Thank you for sending them, but we need more.
Oh,
a
yeah.
A lot more.
A lot.
So don't think the polls are closed at this point, because you can get your votes in here. You can vote with your feet. Vote with your fingers. Type us up some scenarios. Send them in. We'll run them in Dungeons
& Where do
Dealers.
I send them, though, Craig?
Good question, Ben. roundaboutshow@gmail.com.
Sorry, I was only writing that down just now. roundaboutshow@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm. roundaboutshow@gmail.com. I'm not sure how you actually pronounce it.
Okay, I'm just going to check the spelling on this.
Do we
roundaboutshow@gmail.com? Thank you.
If anyone wanted to send them in via snail mail, would that be an option, Ben?
Sure. Just pick your favorite address. Drop a $10 bill in there.
Yeah.
And
be on its way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So shall we get started with the meat and potatoes tonight?
Please.
Why don't we?
Steven, you've got the ball teed up. You're on the ladies' tee box right now. You're swinging for the green. Why don't you hit it out of the park here?
God, that was... Yeah, okay. So if bad drivers are one of your big pet peeves, stay far, far away from Washington, D.C. According to one D.C. area website, the city came in last place in Allstate's annual America's Best Drivers Report, which ranks the habits of drivers in 200 major cities in the U.S. Other major cities that rounded out the bottom of Allstate's study include Chicago, Dallas, New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. It's just one more reason why I love Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit actually comes right after Philadelphia, I think, Stephen, so don't be so proud.
I didn't know that Detroit had enough vehicles in it anymore.
Be surprised.
Yeah, you live right literally in the downtown, within biking distance in January from Cobo.
Yeah.
How is the traffic in the downtown?
It's pretty easy, actually. Detroit's one of the only cities. A journalist friend of mine said this to me once on a launch. Detroit's one of the only cities where you can, on the highway, drive 90 miles an hour through the city at any time of the day because there's just that little traffic.
It's
except
a vacuum.
When there's snow.
Except when there's snow. Then you just go 80.
it's a power vacuum, if you will.
Vacuum.
First time I went to Detroit, I saw more cars, more German cars parked on the side of the road, like just like broken down, than I did American cars. I was shocked.
Well, do you know how much it costs to fix those? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know how much it costs to fix a BMW? Come on.
Yeah, I do. And I'm about to find out real quickly.
Why is that? Aren't you under warranty?
Well, I am 49,500 miles, so 500 miles away from no warranty.
Good.
But I do know of a great place where I can take my car.
Where would that be, Josh?
Well, when you feel the need for speed,
the urge.
What do you do? The urge, yes. No, you stop doing that and head to your local STD car care center for preventative maintenance, so to speak.
Wait. You're saying they're checking you out for bumps in your undercarriage or something?
They are, yes.
If there's any sort of strange itching coming from your engine?
Yes. Basically, yeah. I'm not even going to follow that one up because I have horrible things to say. But a picture that was recently posted online that can only have been taken somewhere in the deep south of the Bible Belt shows a tall...
Can we interrupt him another time? How about that? Josh, go say three words, please.
Say three words?
STD. Oh. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
So the sign, you see the sign, it looks like a tall off-highway road sign that has an AC Delco company logo at the top, and then right below it is the place you're about to head to, STD Car Care. Just be sure to tell them about the burning sensation your car has when it leaks oil. But always remember, folks, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Write that down.
If you know what that sign is missing? It's missing another sign above it that says Flying J.
A picture of an old Buick underneath of it?
Stephen, oh, Flying J or Iron Skillet? Truck stop face off.
A rusty Cadillac.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Flying J or an Iron Skillet?
Well, I understand. I just didn't want to.
I don't. Well, what's your choice then? Flying J?
Oh,
Iron Skillet.
God.
Let's move on.
Truck stop shower. All right. In less car-related news, gearheads tend to have pretty diverse interests, or at least the ones I know. Besides a fascination with automobiles and transportation, it's likely they're, you know, handy around the house, good with technology, and, you know, could possibly even build things. But, every so often an aircraft-related article pops into the roundabout, and today is one of those days. Jalopnik found an amazing video of a Cathay Pacific Airbus A330, a big plane, that's practically hovering in midair. How do you get a 230-ton airliner to sit still? Well, with the right combination of headwind, angle of attack, and low speed, it's actually possible. Talk about some wide-body fun. It's incredible watching this thing practically hover. Roundaboutshow.com for the complete video. I don't know about you guys, but I saw this. I was like, wow. Holy crap.
I saw it and wanted to go out and do it.
I know.
That's what's really sad. I was thinking, like, in my redneck, in my modern redneck ways, how can I get my car to do that? Let's see here. Strap some wings to it.
The thing is just, it's just like floating. It's just,
it looks amazing. It really, I mean, it takes immense talent to land any plane that big anyway, but to land it with no landing gear present, or especially to land it on a little Nissan pickup truck, you know, when the landing gear is not working properly, that's pretty difficult as well.
Yeah. But
I guess nobody got that one.
No.
We're just going to steamroll.
Yep. There. But I
keep
tell you,
on trucking.
I flew out of Frankfurt a few years ago, and they, in Europe, they generally bus you out to the planes on the tarmac, and you get on them up a flight of stairs rather than having a jet bridge. They do that a lot over there, I guess, for space concerns. But getting off the bus and looking at this Airbus that we're about to get on.
It's behemoth.
You don't realize how big they are when you actually see them up close, outside. Massive.
They're
unbelievably huge. It's like you could jump and still not be able to touch the bottom of the engine. They're just ginormous.
Don't put me on no plane, Hannibal.
They are pretty big though. I mean, they're pretty amazing. I mean, I flew on a 777 coming out from LA to Raleigh one time. I mean, obviously it's not even as big as
I
that.
I didn't know Raleigh had an airport.
It's very small. It's stuck way down in the bowels of Raleigh, okay. Actually.
Well, the 777 is actually, I think, the largest twin jet passenger liner.
Is it?
It's freaking gigantic, yeah.
Well, I was flying first class. Look at me now. But I was amazed at how much, like, you know, when you see it from a window, you're like, oh, wow, it's a big plane. Then you get in on the inside, and you're like, oh, wow, it's a big plane. But you don't quite realize just how...
No.
Gigantic. I mean, these things are, you know, Delaware, you know, wide, and have more leg room, amazingly, than Delaware. More highway space, everything.
Yeah, they are amazing. But this is an auto-themed podcast. We got to get back on track. Steven, you're the man to do it.
Yeah, crack, so let's whip. Talk about domestic violence for a second. Or... You know, just actually, let's talk about the fact that no matter what the case, it's just totally unacceptable and wrong and awful and terrible and should never happen ever. But anyway, one Florida man surely got what he deserved for doing domestic violence. 27-year-old Sandro Mikel, I guess, a man with 3 domestic violence arrests already under his belt, was reportedly hitting his wife while she was driving with their 3-year-old daughter on board, no less, causing her to lose control of the car and drive into a lake. Thankfully, the woman was pulled to safety by the local law enforcement, and Sandro, however, wasn't so lucky. He died as a result of the accident. And that, folks, is karma.
I love it!
More than karma, I think that's God just reaching down and going, okay, you out of the gene pool. Like,
it's goodbye. Nice
that, it's nice that Jeff chimed in for a moment to say that he loved
it. I was just
going to
ask Ben, is Jeff on the line?
That story did happen in Florida.
Of course.
Appropriate. Oh, my goodness. Well,
I feel bad for anybody that dies in any situation, but at this point, for this kind of story... It's like, I wonder what car they were actually driving now. I don't think does the report actually say that?
Toyota Tercel.
Let's just guess Camry.
Well, no, because Toyota's had enough bad news lately of, you know, well, everything. I love how when you go to the website to look at the story, it says underneath of it, woman arrested for biting man's private area video, why I still loved my abuser, and then... Celebrity domestic abuse pictures with a picture of Mike Tyson and Robin Givens.
Wow.
Let's see more issues of the abuse of domestic violence and abuse in this country.
If you're interested in domestic violence, you may like this.
Funny you mentioned that,
Ben. How to get away with it. Here's a picture of Chris Brown and a Lamborghini.
Let's do it. Lambo.
All right. Speaking of Lamborghinis. This gives new meaning to the term driving like a bat out of hell. When Australian driver Jason White was recently piloting his Lamborghini Gallardo LP560-4 Super Trofeo Stradale, holy crap, up the Targa High Mountain, needing to make up about 4 seconds to beat the driver running first in the next round, if that makes any sense. He was running second in his class, like I said, when suddenly the rear of his car caught fire. Not sure whether he knew how bad the flames were, but he kept on trucking, winning the race by a whopping 10 seconds, beating in his wake a pair of R35 Nissan GTRs. And luckily, when he stopped, there wasn't too much damage after all was said and done, and he was actually able to drive it to the winner's circle as well. And he won not just that round, but the whole other round.
The
whole shooting match?
He brings his own sound effects, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a beatboxer. He finished the race on fire and won.
Sorry, yes. That's literally crazy. Finished on fire. I mean, how awesomely Aussie is that? Like, that would never happen in America. Everybody would be like, oh my God, I'm on fire. And then in Australia, they're like, no, just keep going. You're fine. You're fine. You're good. You're good. It's only just engulfing half the car. You'll live. You'll survive. I mean,
just
you'll have a
couple.
Just go. But yeah. That's crazy talk. Because
go.
Well, is this a new automotive meme? Cars catching on fire? There seems to be a rash of these lately. Is arson spreading, or do we have a real engineering issue on our hands?
It could be a serial killer.
We could go to the STD Car Care Center for the rash
them about
of
burning?
Situations that have been happening.
For the waxing and then find out?
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the first place you think of when you hear the term electric vehicle? Was it California with its tree-hugging hippies? Maybe the crowded streets of Tokyo come to mind. I'd bet my life none of you thought of Uganda, though.
Uganda? Cool! Where is that?
Turns out the impoverished Central African nation just birthed its first electric car. Engadget.com reports students at Makerere University in Kampala, the country's capital, designed and constructed a lime green two-seat plug-in EV. After 3 years of work, the car just completed its first run, hitting a speed of 65 kilometers an hour. Not very fast. Top end, though, should be around 150 clicks in 60 minutes. About 93 miles an hour. When the batteries are juiced up, the Kira, as it's known, should deliver an 80-kilometer range. And everything on it is designed to be made domestically in Uganda. Hey, Makerere!
So you said Makerere, and I lost it because that's hysterical to me. And then I look over, I'm like, why is Steven really quiet? And all of a sudden I look into our webcam area, and he is laughing, which makes me laugh. Oh,
can you give us a little Makerere, Steven?
Makerere.
Makerere.
It sounds dirty. It sounds like some disease.
Here's a little object lesson for you. Makerere is what they call the Macarena here in Detroit.
Is it going to Makerere?
Well, I have a friend named Ray Ray.
Do you?
No. So now I'm going to start calling him Maka Ray Ray.
The university in Uganda. Who knew it? Who knew?
Oh, I never God. Knew he was from Uganda. I had no idea.
Where's
he's white.
That?
That's what's even crazier. He's white. That's what's nuts.
He's what? He's white.
He's white. And his name is Maka Ray Ray.
Just like the driver in our previous article, the Lambo driver, Jason White. He's an artist.
Jason White.
He's a teacher. Educator, and apparently a race driver.
And his car was white.
Was it?
It was.
Wow.
Holy hell.
There you go. Well, that will conclude the news portion of the program, and I do sincerely hope that you've learned something today. Good show. Good collection of stories. If you can't get enough of Josh Lewis from RawAutos.com or Rabbi Jewing of Autoblog fame, you'd better stick around because there's a lot more roundabout coming up. After the break, Ben will present another exciting auto gadget, and we debate the First Amendment in our blind spot story of the week, so please stay tuned as Ben scowls at me, burning a hole right through my soul. He doesn't like to talk on these podcasts. He's
it's funny because he sure does a whole lot of it.
Horse cocky.
Makarere. You know, wait, hold. Let's just take a quick pause because I'm going to scroll up to the top and just put Makarere. Hey.
Play it again. Play it again.
Hey, Makarere.
Hey, Makarere. That's a good title idea. Not bad, I may say.
Is it sad that everywhere I go now, I just hear, like, voices of Ben in my head when something happens? Is that bad? Is that maybe obsessive compulsive? Or
is that like the faces of death?
Yeah, I think
is that
so, yeah.
Any different, I hope?
Well, I'm sure that's something you could get via our next sponsor, Ben.
Hmm.
Amazon.com. Everyone knows about Amazon. It's a gigantic online emporium. You can pick up just about anything you want on there. Electronics, toys, books, you name it. It's there. So we have partnered with Amazon. They're a good media friend of ours. And we invite you, the next time you go to purchase something from Amazon, just to do us a favor, do them a favor, and go to roundaboutshow.com first. Click on the link at the top of the page, and then do your purchase that way. We get credit for it, and they help us out. We would greatly appreciate it. Ben, I understand you ordered something recently off of the Amazon.
A cookbook.
Julia Child, her latest.
Not quite. But that's not what's important. What's important is when I bought that cookbook, I first went to roundaboutshow.com, saw the big giant banner that says Amazon.com, clicked it, and then went ahead and made my purchase. It was good for me because I saved just as much as I always would, and good for Roundabout because I love Roundabout and some of the savings were passed on to Roundabout.
And the savings add up.
That's true.
The more
they
you
sure
buy,
do.
The more you do, in fact, save. I know that's a paradox of sorts. It's the roundaboutism.
Mm-hmm.
But do it for us, please. And we're going to highlight a couple items here that you can purchase on Amazon to show your support.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming up. Hanukkah is coming up. Kwanzaa is coming up. We hope you will take advantage of this because it's the buying season. Our first pick, little ditty I found, it's for a 1990 Chevrolet conversion van sales literature folder. It's available for $10.26, and it is in stock.
The collector in you.
For your Chevy van, yep, you've got one. If you've got free candy written on the side or something, you could have this. Keep it in the glove box. Remind you of days gone by when it was brand
new. I hope they have plenty in stock because I just ordered 10.
Did you?
Okay. Gasp.
And I understand it also applies for Amazon Prime. Eligible.
If perhaps.
I think you said. Anyway, so that's our first choice. Conversion van literature book. Our second one, perhaps a bit more legitimate, is the Pilot Automotive PM2236 Motorsports Shift Knob. I call it the Second Amendment. Because it is shaped like a gun handle with trigger and all. It's pretty epic. Epically tacky, but awesome
getting
at the same
for my
time.
M3.
You are? So you
yes.
can get scowl that.
Yeah.
You know what it does when you pull the trigger?
Engages.
You could integrate your starter on there.
I figured it just like it shot a family member.
I was hoping actually that
I think
just
it summons Dick Cheney and he shoots a family member
right in the face. The face.
I saw this. I'm like, oh my god, that's awful yet awesome. Awesome.
And I can tell you for sure, this one is eligible for free. Super saver shipping.
High five,
orders.
Ben. Saving five. Right. One more time.
One more. Yep, that's high
all
five
right.
in there.
So Amazon.com, once again, Roundabout Show. Visit our website. Follow the link to Amazon and save.
That was not high fiving.
That was, yeah, that definitely sounded a little bit too much like just, I mean, a little. Just a little.
Ben, they're correct.
Oh, yeah, that's high fiving, all right. Yep, okay.
That was,
ow.
Faster now.
Well,
a high midsection.
Now it's time for our blind spot story of the week.
Is it?
Must be if you're playing the sound effect. When news topics go unnoticed, are underreported, or otherwise fall off the radar, they land in our blind spot. And this week we've got a little article about the First Amendment. Now, Stephen, I understand you are a vehement proponent of First Amendment rights.
I can be.
Okay.
But if Josh, you need me to be.
But Josh,
I do
on
like
the other
to
hand.
Speak.
Yes, I've
about
noticed.
Whatever the heck I feel like.
Mm-hmm. But Josh, on the other hand, you are a very reserved person, and you are a very traditionalist, if I may say, and you are against many of these more liberal ideas.
Have you met Josh?
Apparently I am.
The issue this week, erotic auto stickers, is stirring a freedom of speech debate, and we need you, the roundabout audience, to help us decide. Come down on this issue.
Oh, so, I have a real gavel.
Yes, you do, Ben. It's the sixth gavel we've had now this episode. Anyway, so a woman, her name is Shauna Weaver in Great Falls, Montana, has a sticker of a silhouette of a scantily clad lady. Apparently there's
the
some company...
Mudflap skin- girl.
Exactly.
How you feeling, girl?
Mudflap girl. So, yes, she's got this on the back of her SUV. It depicts a naked woman's silhouette above the word skin. Now, Autoblog pixelated this for some reason. I'm not certain why. Was it
Don't
just
ask.
Too risque, Steven?
Don't ask.
Don't tell.
The one
Damn
below
you,
it,
AOL.
However, they have you have another photo below it, the all of the mud flap chick, mm-hmm. and she is not pixelated, although she is every bit as generously portioned as the other one.
She's got one arm and one leg.
Well, great, she can't get away.
The one that's pixelated appears to have a visible nipple.
Got ya. Okay.
All right. Anyway, so the great debate is another woman was complaining about this Montana woman's sticker on the back of her truck. So does she have the right to propagate this obscenity? Debate. First Amendment is on trial.
That nipple is quite visible.
What about the mudflap girl is offensive? Like, it's the mudflap girl.
All right, Josh, what is your stance?
Being from the Bible Belt, mm-hmm. studying the Bible, what Jesus Christ said on the Sermon on the Mount.
Have you been saved yet?
Rude and rude.
Have you accepted the mudflap girl as your savior yet?
I
but it's
have
just
not,
the
and
mudflap
I will not.
Girl.
Does she have
I
a name?
Not, I do Cassandra. Not like girls. I pray away the gay every morning, and I can't even act like that.
But you're living the part. You're down yonder, you know.
Yeah, but I am like down yonder here. Like people like crack on me all the time because they're like, "Now this guy over here, he's the only one in the room here that believes in gay marriage."
And I'm look like, at him driving that BMW.
Yeah, and oh, true story. Went to the mountains. Some guy told me that my car was a Nazi burner. True story. Yes. I mean, Nazi? Not a Nazi, a Jew burner. Sorry.
Ah, oh, that's
there
that's
we go.
There we go. That's very classy.
Yes. I was like, there's North Carolina at its finest right there for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it Carolina or Carolina?
Carolina.
Carolina. Okay.
North Carolina. North, and then when Carolina. They say raw autos, they don't actually say raw autos. It sounds like a giant sneeze. It's They're just
auto.
Like,
raw autos.
Raw
autos. Raw autos. Raw autos.
So, Joshua, are you in favor of this woman being allowed to display pornography on the back of her sport utility vehicle? Do you think that's what the children of America need to be seeing?
The children of America, at 12 years old, I was watching Howard Stern on E!
If that's pornography, then...
I know, if that's pornography, then what I do with my spare time is
Craig,
just...
Craig, I'm surprised
horror.
You, as an avid pornography enthusiast, that.
Wow.
I think you should be able to display pretty much whatever you want. On your car, in your car. I mean, I've seen people driving by, true story, with sex toys clearly visible on the back shelf of their cars.
Oh, that's... Are you sure it wasn't one of those plastic crowns?
About those, you know, those Yosemite yeah. Sam back off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that horrible, defamating little boy, that, like, four-year-old little AIDS. Boy peeing on the Ford side.
That's
the
child
Chevy
pornography
side. I mean, that's just,
there.
You know, that's just... That's
is
child
tasteless.
Pornography right
that
there,
tasteless.
If you ask me.
Ah!
What is your position on, I believe they're called truck nuts.
I love them. I see them all the time here. They're clearly illegal, but clearly visible. I love them. I think they're fantastic. show them. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I'm rarely offended by anything.
I think you should be allowed to do it, but I hate them. I think they're tacky, but
oh, God,
they're extremely
horrible.
Tacky. I mean,
they're hella tacky.
Ben,
but you
Ben
be
has.
To do it.
Don't give away my idea.
Ben has an idea.
$1 million idea.
He's got a $1 million idea. He's working on getting it patented. Do you want me to tell it, Ben, or I won't?
You can describe it, but you can't tell them what the name of it is.
Why not?
Because that's the patentable part.
I'm not going to tell them.
Well, let's just.
It's all or nothing.
Let's just say I think there needs to be a female equivalent.
Well, I mean, I'll agree with Stephen that they're very tacky. But it's not like you see them hanging low from town cars. You know, you usually see them from the tackiest human beings known to man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys are saying that perhaps – am I getting this right, though? The bumper and the back of a vehicle should be protected speech, like political speech or something.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Yeah. If you can have a shotgun with shotgun shells clearly visible on a rack in your truck – which can literally kill somebody if you cut them off or piss them off on the road.
Hmm.
Why can't I show a nipple or two?
If you could step out of your car and pull out your boob and breastfeed your child in public,
Excellent point. You can show
a mud flap girl on the car.
All right, Ben, sound the gavel. The jury has decided.
I closed it.
Did Josh just pass out and fall on the floor? He's been drinking too much Night Train Express. Express ticket one way to the floor. One way to the fetal position on the ground. All right.
I'll allow it.
Roundabout, you guys, listeners, you be the jury. Let's visit the show notes, roundaboutshow.com. Click on the link. Read the article. You decide. We're not here to preach our beliefs on you. We are fair and balanced at this podcast. Isn't that right, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm just proud that I got to say, pull out your boob on Roundabout.
What's really funny is that according to somebody in the chat room,
oh God,
according to NC residents, reading rawautos.com leads to gay marriage. But according to having a seizure, you can be gay from that.
Really? Oh, dear. So, yes.
Oh, I was just gonna say I'm for it. You know, hey, you want to show boobs? You want to show, you know, men and women on your bumper? You know, I don't care.
Procreating,
yeah,
freedom of speech.
Fornicating,
yeah. So we're gonna take another quick commercial break. After that, we will get to our auto gadget, where Ben will tell us all about a new product from Philips.
Will he?
Oh yeah.
Hopefully, and Craig read it because Ben sure hasn't.
And we'll get to our another thrilling installment of Meet Your Roadmates. In the meantime,
Don't get too excited. Hold it in.
You okay, Josh?
That was Steven.
Steven,
I was going to say, that definitely was not me. I passed out 20 minutes ago, remember?
That was Steven doing his best Colin Bird impression.
I think it was a leisure stroke, actually. But I digress. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com. Click on the Advanced Auto Parts link in the right-hand sidebar of the page, and that is your ticket, your one-way ticket to major savings. There is a very special, yet also very exclusive offer that we are running with our advanced partnership with Advanced Auto Parts. Click on the link. You can save. If you order $30 worth of merchandise from their website, you can take $10 right off the top of that bill. If you hit $50, you can save $20. If you hit $100... Wait for this. I hope you're sitting down. You can save $30 on an order of $100.
It's a steal.
Thank you, Christian. It is. In fact, it's more than a steal. It's a great steal. Again, that's 10 off 30, 20 off 50, or 30 off 100. And again, it is very important, as you've heard me say before, to get these savings, you have to go to our website, roundaboutshow.com. Click through, follow the link in the right-hand sidebar of the page, and then you have to also enter the promo code that's listed on the website when you check out. And that's how you do it. Very simple. Click on the link, enter the promo code, and save. Now, another thing that's worth mentioning, any order that exceeds $75, you get free shipping. And this is something I've taken advantage of on a number of occasions. In fact, I've got two struts sitting in the garage to replace on the Focus because they have gone bad. They're about 4 years old, so it's time to replace them. Ordered them from Advance, saved a chunk of change on them. So I think you should do that too. And Ben, your dad,
he's saved quite a bunch of change, mm-hmm. being aware of this little deal here.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you something, Craig. Do you have an Advance auto parts store near you?
I do, a few miles away.
Did you know you don't even have to spend $75 in order to get free shipping?
Get out.
Yeah, they'll ship it right to the store. You go in there, you pick it up. No charge to you.
You don't need a secret password?
Mm-mm.
You don't need to know the guy that works behind the counter?
The only thing you need to do is go to roundaboutshow.com, click on the Advance Auto Parts banner, and save.
I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Save?
Yeah, Steven's enthusiastic about savings, and he doesn't get happy about much. So.
Well, think of this company. They're ready in advance.
Did not see that one coming, Ben. I'm not going to lie. So, yes, Touché. Advance Auto Parts, we thank them for their support, and we hope you take advantage of their savings. Next up, it's time for Auto Gadget. All right, Benny. Philips go.
I hate you, Craig.
I just did this. I wanted to say, I thought you'd get more angry when I teased it at the top of the show, but you were just like.
I didn't even notice that one.
So, no, there is. Does your car stink?
Yes.
Steven, your CRX.
Doesn't stink.
You didn't have a hooker in the back seat that passed, and then you
There's
left
no back seat.
The storage seat area combo space.
It was a trick question. Okay,
I only put hookers in press cars. You know that.
I know. You stuff them.
My M3 smells like crap.
Well, why, Josh? First of all, let's address the source of the problem rather than just
He's been pooping in it again.
Well, according to Christian Conover, I eat way too much in my car, which is probably true.
You eat. So you go to quick service restaurants.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
he's uncertain. So, what do you like? The Rallies or the Arby's or another one that ends in E's?
I am a big fan of the Chick-fil-A's. I feel bad for their political views, but I just can't stop eating their damn chicken, and so it pollutes my car. And then I also have 2 5-month-old German Shepherd sisters, so they pollute my car with. Foul-smelling dogism, such as, dog smell, wet dog, and fart. So,
Well, that's nice. That's classy.
And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I add a few special scents of my own to that one.
Okay. Well, we've got a solution for you. This is coming to us from CNET.com. There's a product from Philips. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that is a division of the Matsushita Company out of Japan. I think it's a Keiretsu organization, but I could be mistaken. Anyway, this little ditty is a box-shaped device. It's a HEPA
ditty.
Filter. I told you, I'm from another era. I was born in the 30s or something. I time-traveled. Night Train Express.
This ain't no little duty. This is a little ditty that is. This is quite large. I'd even call it
Super Duty. It's pretty big.
It really actually is. Like this.
Like it's pretty big.
Steven.
This would be a pain for me to put in my car.
I agree.
But think of the advantages. It is
what
a
advantages?
It's a high efficiency particulate air filter.
Okay. That's why I have windows.
Okay,
stop. Exactly. Thank you. This is going to go back to my original argument when we couldn't just pick a number. Ben had to like serve it up from some random website on the computer to do it for him. And I was like, or just pick a number. If your car smells bad, roll down the windows or just go get one of those little plug-in air fresheners.
Steven, what if your windows don't roll down? Then what do you do?
Then break them.
Is that
smash them?
Everything is so black and white to you, Steven.
It is. It's because I'm so sick of people who have these stupid first world problems and have to come up with some huge, complicated BS way of fixing them when there's clearly a very simple way to solve the problem.
Well, I don't think you heard me. I'm sorry, Josh. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say
stop pooping in your car. Exactly.
Yeah, stop pooping in your car. Number one. Number two. Like, remember that little extra cup holder that was meant to hold your big gulp, like, on the windowsill? Like, these gadgets, I'm sorry, but I even had a lady tell me that she wanted to create one that would hold your cheeseburger as you were driving down the road. Why? I've got two hands for that. I can
they should
stop
be on the wheel.
Road, eat my cheeseburger. Yeah. I mean, these things are just getting, it's getting ridiculous. They're like, oh, do you fart too much in your car? Well, check this out. This will make sure that as it leaves your butthole, you can never smell it.
Guys, I respect your opinions. You are trusted colleagues of mine, but I have to disagree because I don't think you guys heard me say HEPA filter.
Yeah, so?
It's a three-stage filtration process that was developed by the Philips Healthcare Division.
So are my bowels.
Is it a window that I can roll down or a sunroof I can open?
Listen to this, Stephen. The first stage is a coarse pre-filter that captures hair and large airborne particles. The next stage is a HEPA filter that captures fine particulates, such as dust and pollen. What if you had bad allergies? What if you were allergic to pollen, Stephen? What would you do then? You can't roll your window down in August when the ragweed is blooming. That is a recipe for disaster.
You take a Claritin.
Everything is just...
The first thing that came out of the story was, it collects hair. Like there's naked people in my car all day long. Like,
you have hair just floating around your car all the time?
It's like a, it's like the shower drain at a YMCA. I mean,
like when you're in the shower and there's that one hair on the wall and you don't know who it came from and you're trying to scoop up the water to, you know, like hit the wall to knock it down and it only goes down like a foot at a time. That's what this is.
I have the ultimate challenge for this. It needs to get rid of the stink of
dead hookers. Dead hookers.
Wow. You just put it. This is what you buy to put in rental cars, just in case there are any of those hairs that are just hanging on the windows. And
guys, Philips claims the GoPure, can clean the air in a car's cabin in about 10 minutes when it is set to the high speed boost mode. It's a turbocharger for your lungs.
That's amazing though, because when I fart in my car, putting down the windows just gets rid of it in like five seconds.
Here's another suggestion.
Stop it. How much does this thing cost?
Steven, that's a good question.
He's ready to order from Amazon.com, but first he'll click on Roundabout Show.
Yes, he will.
Obviously. How much does it cost?
Steven, with the holidays coming up.
How?
This is a great gift for Christmas.
It's a great stocking stuffer. It's the perfect Secret Santa gift.
If your stockings are the ones that come up to waist high and they're two legs,
God,
it'll fit in there.
$250.
You can find them as low as $185 around the net, Stephen. Stephen.
$185. Stephen. $185? Go.
Again.
Listen.
You're not listening.
Stop. Shut up.
You're not listening to me.
HEPA. For $185, HEPA. You can go take your car to the local car wash where they will do a full detailing job on your car and de-louse it for you for about $100 less. $100 less.
Well, some people don't have time for that, Stephen, okay?
Okay, but for $250... I can drive my car to New York and pay some mobster to take my car apart and make me $10,000 off of it if it smells that bad. So there you go. I mean, hey, that's all I can. And you know what? I will say this, though. At least it comes with its own suction cup mounting system. But unfortunately, it draws power. Yeah, of course. I mean, those things are only $25 a piece. I mean, those things are crazy. Who the hell do they think they are?
$50.
Okay. It does also draw
airborne
power 12
bacteria.
Volt. And being in an M3, I only have two of those. One up front and one in my center console. I can't waste 12 volts. I've got, you know, things to charge up in my car, like sex toys and phones.
Minutia.
Chad in Cleveland says, sternutations! Exclamation point. Randy also says, my van had been pranked and had moldy pizza in it for a week in July. Opened the moon roof, and all six windows and did 70 on the highway. No more smell. And Febreze did anyway. Simple solutions, he says.
Thank you.
Febreze.
Thank you.
Febreze. $5 at any local store.
You see these so-called cheap solutions? Listen. Nickel and dime. They all add up.
Everybody who's listening right now, if you buy one of these, I hope when it arrives, you plug it into your car and it catches on fire. Because that is a scent you'll never be able to get out.
No. What, shame, embarrassment?
I hope it just goes... And right. Just instead of just catching fire, just blows all of the hair all over you.
He's still stuck on the hair. We're talking about pollen, bacteria, boost mode.
He likes air.
Do you sleep on a pillowcase stuffed with barbershop trimmings? Is that why? Are you obsessed with hair?
Well, being, you know, having my hair down to my chest at one point, down to my, you know, basically my boobs at one point.
Well, that's
because
charming.
I was cutting it for cancer. I can attest to the fact
you've
that
got
there was hair every no. I was
locks
cutting
for
it
love.
To make wigs.
Yes.
No, I don't do locks of love because locks of love, they charge cancer patients for hair.
What?
Yes. That's why I did Pantene Pro V, because they actually make the wigs and then they give them away free to the American Cancer Society. Hmm. So
that's excellent.
Yes. So I'm growing my hair back again because I love doing it the first time.
And you like looking like a hobo.
I do. It was weird. I look like – people used to call me Jesus all the time. I had a little kid in a shopping mall around Christmas time asking me if I was playing Jesus at the mall. And I said yes.
Did you look back at him and go, it's a schooner?
No.
Tell me someone got that reference.
No, I said
– I didn't.
I sort of did. I said I was late for work and then just ran away. But no, I had a lot of hair – everywhere. I mean, hair was everywhere. Like, more than
it's
a girl.
Dashboard
like,
confessional song. Your hair, it's everywhere.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Just
so
hold them off for a few
my hair
seconds.
Everywhere.
Gotta finish my.
I used to shed like a dog, but I would never buy this because you know what? I can get a vacuum cleaner to get all that hair.
You can get Febreze. That's the answer. Buy Febreze.
Nickel and dime,
when a girl
guys.
Gets in my
nickel
car and goes,
dime.
Whose hair is this? Well, obviously, it would probably be.
You know
be
what
my-
I think? This is an issue of preventative maintenance. That's what the Philips Go Pure is, preventative maintenance. This is diet and exercise before the bypass surgery.
You know,
there's a
Band-Aid. You know what is amazing about this, fellas?
It's still going on.
This is this is a more intense debate than the free speech debate. We had
this was the free
this
speech.
Is debate
obviously,
stupidity.
We don't care about boobs.
Absolute freaking stupidity.
It is. The free speech, that was a sticker that maybe cost $1.99. This is $250. That one can be ripped off. The other one you are still paying for because you're an idiot.
Wow.
I'm with Steven on this one.
Well, you know,
can we talk
Ben,
about something else before I get mad and throw my laptop out the window?
Well,
no,
an
please don't
laptop.
Throw Mac out the window.
Are you a Macintosh enthusiast? Steve.
Enthusiast.
Jeff. Jason. Josh.
That's all right. All my family were named Jays, so my mother just yells out random J names and then just says,
Jezebel.
You, over here.
Are you a Macintosh enthusiast?
No.
Oh, good.
I have one. I have a 27-inch iMac.
Ben would be jealous.
But I use a 18.4-inch Toshiba laptop. That's my everyday.
Very nice. I like that diversity. Ben's been eyeballing the 27s, I'll tell you.
I have a BlackBerry for all my emails and then an iPhone for everything else.
Yeah. All right. So. Well, we've got one more segment before we can put this show to rest, and it's Meet
Move
Your
on.
Roadmates.
Yeah.
Who's driving that Jeep Liberty next to you? Why do Nissan Sentra owners always work at Coney Islands? Each week, or whenever we do it, Meet Your Roadmates answers these burning questions and more. Ben, you have prepared, or your supercomputer is going to prepare. You've got the punch cards ready.
Yep.
You've prepared a list of vehicles that we're going to be discussing this week. Three of them, in fact.
Absolutely. And as always, we must start up the supercomputer. It gets used pretty rarely, even though you said weekly. Gosh, it's been a couple months since we
monthly.
Did this, I bet. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a couple kicks here.
Oh, Jesus.
One more try, I ought to do it.
Yeah.
time together. There we go. Anyone have one of those GoPure things? It's a little smoggy in here. All right.
No, but I have a GoPro.
Well, there we go.
Pro.
Let's pick a car. And what will it be? What will it be? A 2001 Dodge Stratus RT. Who would drive a 2001 Dodge Stratus
Next
RT?
Car.
Who would drive a 2001?
She works at
Dodge
a nightclub.
Stratus.
She has auburn hair.
No, it's a
crippling.
He.
It's a crippling underbite.
Not
no,
even.
It's a he. The ad says my name is Patrick.
Yeah, because his name used to be Patricia, and he was a really fat redneck.
Let's not let the truth get in the way of this great game.
This is
game.
Speculative.
Then, yeah, she definitely works at a strip club. She loves Nickelback.
Yep.
Well played.
She loves Nickelback. She has a Playboy bunny tattoo somewhere on her lower region.
And a sticker of the bunny on the back window of the car. Pink.
Yep, and she's got a vanity plate that says
Princess
Foxy.
Does it have rhinestones on it too?
She smokes Marlboro Menthol Lights.
What about Virginia Slims?
No.
Marlboro Menthol definitely not. Lights.
Definitely not.
All right.
And she's never changed the car's oil.
It has a new butt.
Now, okay, I have to semi go with both of you on this one, except she's actually living in the South here. I see this car many a time with a 250 to 300 pound redneck white female like bouncing out of it.
I'm
spilling out, really.
Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. Taking herself to Walmart with her fat little ugly child.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And she's wearing pajama jeans.
Yes.
No, probably spilling out of pajama jeans, Stephen.
Now, her husband.
She's married?
Beats her with a. Yeah, she's barely married. But the only reason she got married is because her husband beats her with Miller Lite cans all day long.
No. That's the Sunfire owner.
Oh, Sunfire. I'm sorry. So this is Bush. This is Bush Light.
How do you take a beer with no flavor and make an even less flavorful version of it? When you're at zero, you can't go to any less. How is there a Bush Light?
I don't know how there's a Bush Light, but there's obviously Bush, and that's obviously bad enough. I mean,
well, that's back to the issue you were complaining about with the filter constantly bringing up.
What happened to clean shaven these days? Unfortunately, look at my beard. I do not talk about that at all.
You're bearded. Is that the right term, Ben?
Bearded, I believe. I believe so.
Beard.
The problem is though that I have the facial hair of a 14-year-old boy. It just comes in whenever it wants to, just like my puberty.
Oh goodness.
Mama, next why vehicle, am I Ben. Talking like this?
Have we decided yeah, this is what's her name? Do we know her name?
Ophelia. Becky. Becky.
No. Becky is two of a nah, no Beth. We need like a fat name. Like
Beth is the fattest
Billy,
name for a girl.
How about like Peaches?
Billy Joe Robinson kind of like a just
Billy
a,
Joe.
I mean Billy. We need something with a Billy or
Jolene.
Clarence Joe.
Jolene, there you go.
Jolene.
There we go. And she has, because she thinks she's hot stuff, she has one of those little bikini bottoms that has like the Playboy like or the heart like opened up, so it, you know, obviously looks like a, you know, like a little sun tattoo when she goes to the beach.
Oh, I kind of I'm not gonna lie, I kind of agree with Gorski. See her. Her name's Crystal.
yes.
Perfect. With a C, by the way. Yes.
Yeah.
And Crystal. Every time she goes to the beach, you're just begging for
a harpoon,
know, Homeland Security just to throw her back in the water to make sure that she can breathe properly.
Her skin will dry out.
This is for 24.
Can I get me a double quarter pounder with cheese, but I'll take a Diet Coke with that.
She's got all kinds of mollusks growing on her skin.
I'll take an unsweet tea.
Ben, what is our next vehicle before this gets any more off track?
Let's move on. Supercomputer, do your thing. Oh, we have a 1988 Toyota Tercel. At least that's what it says here.
Toyota Tercel.
Oh, I'm sure they meant Toyota, but they said Toyota.
Is that
Tercel.
What brand is a Toyota Tercel?
Toyota is the brand.
Well,
Who drives a 1988 Toyota Tercel?
He's a janitor at the local community college.
No, he's a high school history teacher.
He's a pedophile who was recently let out of prison for sexually molesting, you know, teddy bears in the park.
Have any of you seen the movie Ghost World?
No.
No.
Never mind. Okay. there's a character. It's like this sort of like shut-in sort of guy played by Steve Buscemi. He drives this.
Oh, perfect.
But like the sort
Steve
of shut-in
character. Really creepy, awkward, very pale, always.
Strange eyes.
Yeah, like, you know, messed up, crazy, wild teeth, about as crazy as his eyes, you know? Mm-hmm. Perfect Steve Buscemi, who is into children. Yes.
Oh.
A pedophile drives this car, yes.
No, I'm sorry. No, he's not. I'm sorry. No.
So a high school history teacher. I mean,
actually, wait, true story of my high school history teacher, we used to swear up and down that he was a pedophile. So yes, exactly.
Yeah, there
that's,
you go.
You know, that's what I was going with the community college vibe, Stephen, but I think you nailed it. History teacher.
High school history teacher.
He puts
and
his,
like
this one.
And like ninth grade history teacher.
He likes him young.
Oh.
Anyway, next Let's vehicle. Come on. Last vehicle, I hope.
Yeah. Come on, bring me happy news. A 1970 Ford Thunderbird.
What's the word?
Thunderbird. Oh, who would drive a 1970 Ford
How's it
Thunderbird?
Sold?
Good and cold.
What's the price?
30 twice.
Oh, it's got suicide doors.
That's pretty cool.
Now
and Landau bars.
Precious.
I bought a car for motor to put in my Bronco. Any
we'll
big
trade.
Block Ford will bolt up to trans.
We'll trade.
Would be a good car to restore.
I love this. We'll trade for a good running Chevy or GMC van. Like, you know, he's just going to try and turn it into the A-team van. I love me that movie. I'm a parent.
It's a little rust starting and drive a rear quarter panel. Car has no motor or radiator.
So and how's it drive?
I've got it.
Let's call him, Ben.
The guy that owns this is the guy that beats the woman who drives the Stratus.
Wow. Steven's on. This is Steven's segment. I think he should be presenting this one.
That's who it is. It's him. But it's his project car, and don't you dare go near that. I'm still working on it.
Steven is good at stereotyping and, you know, pigeonholing people.
That's what I do.
I know. You're so judgmental. You're good at it.
We're writers. That's what
Embrace
we're supposed
it, Steven.
Would he trade it for a GMC van pamphlet, though?
Well, he's going to tint out all the windows. And
wait,
then...
hold on. Have you guys ever seen the Dale Earnhardt tribute van?
Yes.
That's what he's going to do to it.
Oh, my God.
Must Google now.
Oh, that would actually make me cringe.
Yeah.
If I saw that rolling down the road, I'd immediately like pull every child that I could see like in the house going, Don't go outside, don't go outside. He doesn't even have free candy, he's just offering beer.
Free candy.
Non alcoholic beer to everybody. Oh God, this is such a creepy car. These past three cars have been really creepy, but I think
Honey, I told you I'm working on my Thunderbird. Don't you talk to me like that.
Shut your mouth.
Go get me another bush.
And one with alcohol in it.
Oh, dear.
Go mix me a bush and some schnapps.
What kind of schnapps? Root beer.
Peppermint.
No, I was going to say,
peppermint's
bush flavored schnapps.
Peppermint schnapps, that's a lady drink.
Anheuser schnapps.
Oh, dear.
Which... sadly enough, is now owned by a Dutch company, and now they have to be called Rednecks for the rest of their
life.
So,
I'm pretty sure that was a game and that I just won.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Definitely did.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good job, you.
Congratulations, you have won horrible pride in yourself.
Oh. He's won another Ooh. Night of crying into his pillow. Pillar. All right, guys, that is a show.
I better go listen to Dashboard Confessional. Cry myself to sleep.
And then talk about hair in my car.
Steven, do you guys still have the long-term Equus in the auto block?
Yeah.
What if we went to a what if I went to a barbershop school, collected all the hair, and put it in the car for you?
Then would you use
in the glove box, put it
in
the center console.
I'm sure Honda would love that story.
Cup holder. Steven, I could put it down the air vent. You turn the heater on. You
can a Hyundai Equus match a Mercedes-Benz? No, but look what it can do with hair.
Hair glitter or something. Confetti. Hair fetti. Anyway, that is the show. That is Roundabout episode 104. We do hope you've enjoyed it. We appreciate your hospitality for coming around, sticking around with us, and we hope you'll join us again. Now it's time to wrap up. Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. It's time to say goodbye. Josh Lewis. It'll be okay, Ben. What are you so sad about?
We ain't never going to have no show again.
We're going to have one next week, and you're going to have to edit that one, too, over the weekend.
Shut up. Be a man, Ben. Shut up.
Okay.
He hadn't cried that hard since your gallbladder was
moved. And go get me some new bush, okay?
Josh Lewis from Rotto.
Oh, wait, and then her response is always like, oh, baby, I got a bush for you.
I'm going to go over here now. And
as she takes a hit off her cigarette and, like, arches her back. So just that lowest roll of fat falls out of the pajama jeans.
Man down.
You've paralyzed Josh, I'm afraid. With that,
I've got like that old smoker laugh. Where was...
Ben's marking this for removal purposes for the edited version of the
yes.
show. Go on, no, take your time, Josh. All right. It's okay.
That's okay.
All right. Josh Lewis from Rottos.com.
Rottos.
That's me.
Go get me a bush.
I understand you guys have a different take on the business.
Well, it's an unfortunate take at that one because it's a take that really not many people want to take.
Okay. All right.
We're kind of raw, crude, rude, horrible.
Baser
we'll call
instinct.
Anybody names. Yeah, I mean, we're just horrible people over there.
Well, what else is new? What have you got going on the site?
Well,
what's on
a review of a Chevy Volt is coming soon.
They let you drive one.
What'd you say?
They let you drive one.
No, GM supposedly didn't have one in my area, which usually means we're not loaning that car to rawautos.com ever. And so a local dealership had one as a demonstrator, and they gave it to me for 3 days and said, here, give it a great review.
I didn't know dealers did that.
They do, actually, for some demonstrator vehicles, especially like the Volt, because they give like, you know, for like 6 months or whatever, certain dealers have like one Volt that they have to keep around for 6 months. They can't sell it. They just kind of get it to train people about it and teach people all about it.
And, mm-hmm.
And luckily, you know, we're family friends with the owner of the dealership, so call me up, ask me if I wanted to take it out, have fun with it. So I did.
Very nice. What about this little review, Corvette M350 Mustang?
Well, I recently had a 5-liter Mustang, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, everybody's done a review on the 5-liter. What not many people have done taken, you know, at $40,000, the new Mustang actually really competes with the Corvette and a used E92 M3 in terms of bang for your buck. So I took my brother's Corvette, his LT2 or whatever it is, you know, which is he bought it for about $45,000. My M3 was $47,800 out the door, and the Mustang I have was only $36,000, but you can option it up to about $44,000 fully loaded. So decided to take the three out and see which is the better buy for your money.
So the Corvette came in last, the BMW almost last, and then curiously enough, not last.
Yes. Not last, yes. Was the M3 because of the fact that it gets good gas mileage. It's good looking. It's fun to drive. I call it Albert Einstein because it's like an Albert Einstein type thing. It's a German, you know, perfectionist with an American wit.
So, winning.
It's German engineer. It's American ingenuity. It's German engineering.
Yes, it totally is. Yeah.
Ask Dr. Z. He'll tell you. All right. So, how'd you like the 5.0? Faster, better than the M3?
Well, I didn't like it better than the M3, obviously, since I have an M3.
Sorry.
However, I will say that if it had more supportive seats and four doors, I would have definitely taken it over the M3. But the fact that all the technology that it was in it, that was in it for $36,000, that I could listen to the audio on my phone with via Bluetooth, and it sounded like it was plugged in via, you know, any type of wire, it was perfect. My M3 can't even do that, and it was in brand new. It was $70,000 2 years ago. And my car can't even do that. And a Corvette, well, it'll never do that.
Well, they got to work on the seats first.
Oh, yes. For the fat, sad, old, lazy man.
Anyway, Josh Lewis, rawautos.com. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Stephen J. Ewing.
That's
Mr.
me.
Mr. Autoblog.
That's me.
What's going on the blog?
LA Auto Show is next week.
Don't remind me.
Getting prepared for that. I will be there. Aside from that, same old auto blog. We published our first drive in the new 911 today, which is kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, just
obsessively covering.
Obsessively covering.
Yeah, you got it. Very good. Keep it up. Great work.
Well, thank you. Yes.
I always enjoy reading your stuff.
Oh, well, thank you.
Even the stuff Steven writes?
Oh, well, thank you. You're also kind.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, my young lad. What the hell is that?
I don't know, but I'm marking it for a sound job.
Ben, we can't wrap up the show without thanking you, of course.
No problem, Craig.
Don't miss your chance to win $100 by listening to Roundabout on your smartphone using a neat little applet called Stitcher. Just go to stitcher.com/roundabout. Then when you register your new account, do not forget to enter the promo code Roundabout. And one of our lucky listeners every month will be entered to win $100. That's the one with the Benjamin Franklin. He wasn't even a president, but he goes in the biggest denomination of money. Figure that one out. It's a big deal. Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, roughly 3:30 on the West Coast. We were unusually punctual this week. Good job, Ben.
Yeah, we were.
Thanks, Steven's cracking the whip. And of course, don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and of course, Autoline Daily. Now, if you've got a question or a comment you want and or need addressed with us, get in touch. We've got a Google Voice number you can call and leave a message if you feel like it. The number to call is 1-559-ROAB-411. That's 1-559-762-2411. We would love to hear from you. Of course, we are on Twitter, twitter.com/roundaboutshow, and of course, Facebook. Simple enough, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. You can find links to those pages on our website, or just do a search for it. You'll find it. Pretty simple. If you never want to miss...
Just do a search.
If you never want to miss an action-packed episode, frankly, who doesn't? You can use iTunes or the Zune Marketplace to subscribe, have them downloaded automatically, ready to go for you, for your listening enjoyment. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please, please, please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
I read pictures, not words.
Gorski C was screaming in the chat, "Do not take the laughs out." So was Luke. He's saying, "Leave the laughs."
All right. Horrible laugh?
Yes. The one that derailed the show for 10 minutes?
Yeah, the one that sounds like just a girl being choked underwater.
Oh, God. We got to thank our chatters before we sign off. Big Retard apparently joined us later in the show than I would have
tasteful.
Expected.
Tasteful.
Yeah,
tasteful
thanks, Retard.
Is it Mr. Tard or...
Are your son's little retard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ben is...
Oh, that one got me. I'm sorry.
That was a good one.
I'd bet my life none of you thought of Uganda, though.
Uganda!
Wrong one,
that
Ben.
That was the wrong one! But we still said Uganda, so...
Well, mark it and play the one you wanted.
Okay.